getting successful and getting big was where you wanted to be. But as soon as they got there, suddenly they are racked with insecurity. And it's driving them to the brink of physical and mental and emotional breakdowns. I think we've all seen that, watching content creators kind of lose their marbles, other ones that sell out, other ones that disqualify themselves, people that you're like, man, why did you do that? And the source of it is their insecurity.
Hello, welcome to the Taco Talks podcast featuring Pastor Al Deschanel, known online as Christian Ninja, full-time content creator and executive director of Taco, the Alliance for Creative Outreach. He uses his education, experience, and pastor's heart to unite, develop, and train Christian content creators to serve and grow well on the digital mission field. I'm your host, Scott, a fellow content creator, Twitch streamer, and podcaster known online as The Born Again Gamer. We hope this podcast will help you unleash your potential, reach your vision, and create content that radiates God's glory. Hey everybody, welcome back. Thanks for joining us again for another Taco Talks. This week we are continuing our talk from a couple weeks ago. This is part two of our talk about insecurities. And we're going to dig a little further into where do those insecurities come from? Are they healthy? How can we avoid them? And where do we look to see the truth that can help us to get past those insecurities in our lives? Let's listen in while Christian Ninja discusses that.
A couple of episodes ago, we discussed three common types of insecurity tests that content creators face, all of us face. We explored comparison, which is where other people's success seems to cast shadows on your own, or you puff yourself up because other people are failing. Compensation, where you try to show how cool or important you are by overcompensating. You probably heard of that, by bragging or name dropping or whatever, making yourself look good because your insecurities are there and you want to make sure people don't see them, so you overcompensate. And we talked about competition, or that desire to dominate and win at all costs, regardless of what happens, regardless of the damage in your wake, you have to win. That comes from a sense of insecurity. Each of these reveal these vulnerabilities inside of us. They erode our joy. They take that content creation, that love we have for content creation, the purpose behind it, the mission for it, the community we're trying to build, and it just chips away at it and makes it worse. We can't even find joy in it anymore because we're so racked with insecurity. The real battle for content creation doesn't happen with our tech or with our platform or with the algorithm. The war zone is in our temptations. It's with our emotions. It's all happening on the inside. That's where success happens. That's where failure happens. That's where ministry really occurs. That's where all of it is going to come from, is that war zone on the inside. You can get it right with your tech and with your platform and on the algorithm and make really cool looking content. But if you lose the war of temptation and you lose the war of emotions because of your insecurities, it will destroy everything you're doing and you will fall apart. So that's why we're talking about this. Today, I want to continue that discussion by talking about two more things that will sabotage your mission, sabotage your creative work, sabotage your community. The first one, which is the fourth test of the ones we're talking about, is we'll just call it people pleasing, right? People pleasing. It is that insatiable hunger for approval, that relentless pursuit of affirmation and validation and applause. It's not wrong to accept those things, you know, when they come. It's great to have a fellow community or a creators or people around you that, you know, tell you when you're doing a good job. It can be a good source of encouragement, of motivation. You can feel good after that, know you did a good job. But when it goes wrong, it can lead to all kinds of problems, right? When you start people-pleasing, it can lead to problems. You know how this works. Burnout is this huge issue with content creators who are always feeling this pressure to please their audience, to catch the latest trend, to keep their content flowing relentlessly with this fear inside that's constantly their companion, that someone might not like what they're doing. They might miss something. They might be embarrassed by it. You know, someone's going to get upset, or they're going to stop watching, or they're just going to be forgotten. And these are creators out there that have millions of followers on YouTube or Instagram or wherever else. And it's not a celebration for them anymore. It's actually a source of constant pressure, and it leads to paranoia that they're having to maintain their image and produce viral video after viral video. And underneath all of it is this fear. They really are just kind of scared all the time because they don't want to lose anybody. They don't want their followership to drop. They don't want to look bad. The insecurities are making everything worse. You thought that getting successful and getting big was where you wanted to be, but as soon as they got there, suddenly they are racked with insecurity. And it's driving them to the brink of physical and mental and emotional breakdowns. I think we've all seen that, watching content creators kind of lose their marbles, other ones that sell out, other ones that disqualify themselves, people that you're like, man, why did you do that? And the source of it is their insecurity, causing them to overwork, overthink, freak out, and break down. Now, maybe you've felt the same thing. I know I definitely have. Lately, I've been stressing a lot about my numbers. Like, I start the stream, and then I almost immediately look at my viewer count. Even before I started recording this episode, I was tempted to lean over and look how many viewers were watching. Like, it's on my mind all the time. I usually keep it off. I don't have the viewer number on, but if I hover over it, it'll show me the number. Sometimes I just kind of quickly go over there and check. If it's lower than I expected, then I wonder, what have I done wrong, and what should I do, and how can I change it? Like, and I'm only 10 minutes into stream. I'm sitting there thinking, was it my go live post? Was it my graphic? Was it the title? Is it that people don't want to see what I'm doing? Did I pick the wrong stuff? I'm losing my mind, and I'm only 10 minutes in. Then the stream continues, and I'm trying to do my best with whatever content I'm talking about, and I feel pretty good, and, you know, like, I'm starting to feel that pull towards the view count again. So I look, and if it's high, then I feel like I'm doing a good job. People like me. Hooray. But if it's low, I wonder why nobody likes me. What did I do wrong? Did I say something? Am I just boring? I start beating myself up on the inside. Hopefully nobody can really see it as I'm streaming, but on the inside, it's all there. Then I move from the talking portion of my stream to switch into the game part, and it doesn't even matter how active chat is or how interesting or fun the game is. I am always wondering in the back of my mind, am I being funny enough? Am I being entertaining enough? Am I being interesting enough? Is that a good point? Am I being skilled enough? And sometimes it makes me crazy. And I know it's not the right way to think, right? Galatians 6:10 says, "For am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." I know that's true. My job here, especially as a minister, as a digital missionary, as a community leader, I'm not supposed to be trying to please people. I'm trying to serve Jesus, right? Colossians 3:23, "Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men." I know that if I'm working for men and for men's approval and I want to do things so that I can get more attention from people, I'm going to miss the boat when it comes to service. It's going to be something that is going to wreck my ability to enjoy and to be fruitful. It's just going to happen. Romans 12:2. "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." If I want to know what God wants, and I want to serve God in a unique way, and I want to use my content to do what he's called me to for the people he's called me to do it for, then I need to get out of the world's pattern of what success is, right? I can't look at the numbers, and I can't look at the algorithm, and I can't look at all the metrics that we're so used to. It has to be different. We're Christian. We see things different. Our minds are renewed. We don't have the same perspective as them. But yet, it's so hard to fight. Proverbs 29:25, The fear of man lays a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is safe. If I can create as though unto God, create knowing that he's in it, knowing that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, regardless of what other people are saying, regardless of their reaction, then I'll feel a lot better. And yet, always there is that snare, that trap around me, the trap of the viewer count, the trap of the chat, the trap of the comments, the trap of the YouTube numbers, the followership, but, you know, losing my mind because I put out a short and there it is. And I wonder why it's not getting the numbers the last one did. It looked the same. What's going on? That trap, that snare, that fear of man is going to cause me or can cause me to not want to create, to completely change what I'm doing in order to try to please people. Now, when I'm thinking clearly, I know all that's true. What the Bible says is true. I know that my ministry is different. I know that the people in my community love and appreciate what I do, that God is at work in my content and through Taco. But when I start getting tired, or I feel frustrated, or I feel pressure from finances, or I see someone else popping off, the insecurity starts to nag me. And I'm tempted to make changes to try to please more people, to get the numbers up, to see if I can make more people happy, to validate me, to find that magic bullet that's just going to make everybody show up and make everybody pleased. It's impossible, but somewhere in my brain, I still think it's there. And that's the compulsion, that insecurity, that void inside where we feel like we're not good enough, that people will leave us, that God isn't pleased with us, that we have the imposter syndrome that tells us if they knew who we were, right? If they knew what I was up to, if they knew how bad I was at this, they would never show up. That feeling that we have no value outside of the likes or the views or the comments, it gives us a drive, and a lot of people use it as fuel, but it drives us to pursue our worth through paranoid pandering, through ceaseless activity, and sometimes through crippling perfectionism, right? We look at them and it just causes us to be nervous all the time, always changing our stuff, ceaselessly active, killing our body and killing our mind and killing our relationships, and then with crippling perfectionism that causes that nothing we do is ever good enough. And what a miserable way to create. I've talked to some people and given counsel to content creators, and one of the things I try to remind them of is that God has given them this content creation as a gift. This unique ministry, what they get to do is a gift. And somehow, through our insecurity and all the rest of that, we turn his gift into a curse. This thing that was supposed to liberate us and make us excited and use our gifts and talents to communicate things that many other can't do, we turn it into a source of fear and a source of fatigue and a source of just anguish. That wasn't God's plan. That's on us. When we do that, we sacrifice those big picture priorities, the moments of connection, those whispers of inspiration, the uniqueness of our own personality, our own perspective, the appreciation we have for the audience that God really has given us. We take all that and we sacrifice it on the altar of our own performance. And that trap makes us weary and anxious and resentful and self-defeated. We start to beat ourselves up more. We start to juggle too many plates, all for the wrong reasons. Because we're trying to get out of the world something that can only come from God. We're moving away from what God called us to create and the community that he called us to create for into some other place that we don't belong. Now, the fifth test, we'll just call it condemnation, right? It's that judgmental attitude that we sometimes wear like armor, crafted of self-criticism and the harsh condemnation of others. Right? We assess them and it distorts our reality. We assess ourselves and it's completely wrong. Everything we do that's good just has a shadow over top of it. Everything that everybody does has a shadow over top of it. We have that self-condemnation and that judgmental attitude. That all stems from insecurity. Maybe you felt this too, that you have that harsh inner critic that just scrutinizes every move you make. Every decision you have, every thought you give, every idea that you try to pursue, every video you edit, every sound you make, your voice, your face, your hair, all of it, you're just constantly, relentlessly scrutinizing yourself, and then you're doing the same to others. It's that voice that doesn't whisper triumphs and encouragement. It's the one that only talks about how much we've failed, how much we might fail, how this is going to fail, all the things we see is wrong, the voice that magnifies our flaws, minimizes our strengths, right? Chances are you've done this if you've ever cooked a meal or painted a wall. Someone comes over and you present them the meal, and I've been to some of your houses, so I know this is true. You just start apologizing for the food before I ever get it, right? You hand it over and like, well, that didn't quite work out right. And I don't know if I got the ingredients quite right. And I think it was in the oven for a bit too long, but here it is, right? That insecurity that lets you see this meal you created as only a potential source of problems. Same with the wall, right? You paint the entire wall. People walk in, wow, this looks really good. Look at all this room looks amazing. And what comes out of your mouth immediately? Yeah, well, look at that. You see the section in the corner there where I missed a little bit, and you see that little sag over there, and you see how I missed that one part. Like, all you see is the stuff you did wrong. Everyone else around you is marveling at how great your new room looks. All you see is problems. That's insecurity. Yes, it's good for us to seek self-improvement, to reflect on our plans and our actions and our projects and all that stuff, to aspire to be better. But too often, especially with content creators, that healthy introspection becomes a destructive force that cripples our hearts and causes us to just start condemning ourselves and condemning others instead of offering the grace we all need, instead of listening to the grace for ourselves. Every creator, regardless of their size, they know how it feels to pour their heart into a project, send it off into the world, and then brace for impact of this inevitable wave of public opinion. Family members and fellow creators and our own community and the rest of the world all have the opportunity to give feedback, and that's super intimidating. Every compliment feels like a victory, or you just say, they don't know, and you dismiss it. Every comment ends up either being yay, I'm good, I'm valid, the time and effort I put into it is good, or every critique ends up feeling like a personal attack. Every suggestion is like this confirmation of all the insecurities that we had and all the inadequacies that we've been telling ourselves for so long. So regardless of how positive the comments are, the negative ones always seem louder. We start to question our talent, question our mission, our calling, our message, our worth. And then to compensate for this, we don't stop at self-condemnation. We start to view our peers through the same critical lens. Their successes are diminished as flukes. They don't even try as hard as us. They cheated. They must have cheated. They can't be right. We criticize. We come up with the reason why they don't have to work as hard as we do, why it's so much easier for them and so much harder for us. And then inside our hearts, even with our fellow Christian content creators, when they fail, we secretly celebrate. Have you ever experienced this? It is a lonely place to be, trapped in this cycle of judgment and negativity, especially for a Christian, because it's so hard for us to admit that we've had these negative thoughts about ourselves and others. So instead of confessing them and getting help and working through them in a positive way or seeking forgiveness and reconciliation, hearing the truth of Scripture from our peers and our communities and our leaders, we keep it to ourselves. And it eats away at us from the inside. We know it's not right. We know that Scripture says we're supposed to be building each other up, encouraging each other, not looking down, not judging each other harshly, not speaking or thinking evil of our brothers and sisters. We know that that's true. We know that that does not represent the love of Jesus, right? Matthew 7, judge not that you might not be judged, for with the measure you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure you use, it will be measured to you, right? You're going to be judged the way you judge others, so we want to be generous. And yet, while knowing that, it's so easy to tip the scales. The danger of condemnation lies in its ability to distort our perception. The insecurities distort our perception, leading us to view ourselves only through a lens of failure and inadequacy. And then it robs us of our joy that we can find in our God-given talents and from how we're connecting to others and seeing lives change and the peace that comes from knowing that we're valued beyond our performance. All that disappears in a wave of insecurity. I think of Ephesians 2:10, right? It says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." God created you special. He created you the way he wants you. He saved you through Jesus. He's given you good works to do, prepared before the beginning of time, because he loves you. And he wants you to walk with him and to feel that sense of fruitfulness and connection through it. Your worth is not hinged on the fleeting opinions of others or these harsh judgments that we impose on ourselves. It is completely set within the steadfast love of your Creator, of God. Those insecurities, those inadequacies, all those things that cause us to want to people please and the things that want us to condemn and judge others, all that comes from fear. It comes from a sense that we don't belong, a sense that we need love and that we're not getting it. So what I want to do to close off the episode here is to read 1 Corinthians 13. Some people call it the love chapter. But as I read it, I want you to listen not only to how we should think of and treat others, right? That's easy enough, like to say, okay, this is how we should treat others. I want you to listen to it a different way. I want you to listen to it as how you should think of and treat yourself and how God thinks of you, how God treats you. Okay? Let's try to do all three. How we're to treat others and see them, how we're to see ourselves, and how God sees and treats us. So the first part says this: "If I speak in the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I'm nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." Think about that from content creation, right? If you have incredible streams and make amazing videos and create captivating art and get a gazillion listens to your podcast, but it's not motivated by or demonstrating love for others, if it's not driven by a love for your audience, for your calling, if it's not undergirded by a love for God and from God, then it's just noise. You're just adding noise. Next, the chapter says, "Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things." When your insecurities start to rise up, remember this: you are loved. When you're freaking out because you're not getting things done on time and then you need to do more and, whoa, we need to get it out and the shorts need to be happening twice a day and it's not happening at 4 o'clock and it's not working, remember, pause and go, God is love, therefore, God is patient. Love is patient. And in truth, so are so many of the people who are enjoying and connecting to your content. You're freaking out. They're not. You're putting pressure on. They're not. You're judging yourself for your schedule. They're not. Neither is God. He is patient. So is your community. When you're full of self-criticism, remember, God is also kind. Love is kind. So is most of your community. Sure, there are unkind jerks out there, but the people you want to connect to, the people who connect to you, who you know love you, who you serve, and the people you create for, they want you to be kind to yourself. They want to be kind to you. God is kind to you. all that misery you're putting on, and all the words you're putting in their mouth, all the ways that you're seeing this harshness of the universe is you. That's your insecurities. They're not saying that. God's not saying that. He is kind. So are they. So be kind to yourself. When you're reading your comments and someone says something mean and it cuts you to the heart, remember, God created you. God loves you. That person is being envious, boastful, arrogant, rude. Those are all anti-God, anti-love. And what they're doing is they're being used by the enemy to try to shut you down. He's using the opposite of love, so you feel the opposite of love, so you are driven to go seek love in a wrong way. You are being manipulated. And it's crippling your mission and crippling your audience and crippling your content. Chapter 13 says this next. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now, we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. No matter what you do, even if your content absolutely sucks right now, even if it's just, you know, it's not as good as you want it to be, even if you put out an absolute stinker, God's love and the love of those who care for you does not end. Love doesn't end. God is love. Love doesn't end. Christians are followers of God who want to be like Jesus, and they love. Their love doesn't end. You don't need to panic and try to please them. You don't need to compensate through self-condemnation or criticizing others. Their love is not going to end. Twitch and YouTube and Instagram and TikTok will pass away. And before then, all your work will be lost to the annals of time as it's buried by thousands of other creations. But right now, in this moment, with what you're doing, you are using your content to share a part of God, a part of His love, a part of His grace. You are prophesying in part. And that is a great gift. It's the best gift you can have as a Christian content creator, is to let someone else experience a part of God's love, a part of His grace through what you shared. And someday, because you're a Christian, you're going to meet Jesus face to face, and then you'll know in full. And maybe some of the people you created for will know in full too, because you changed their life. Therefore, as you look at your content right now, as you look at your community and the comments and all the rest, don't look at it as a child. Don't look as an immature person who lives by their feelings and who needs constant affirmation and can't see through the haze of their own passions and desires and emotions. Instead, look at it all through the eyes of a grown-up. As a mature believer who chooses to believe God's promises, pursue the truth, deny the enemy's lies, and move forward regardless of what all those insecurities on the inside of you are saying. The chapter ends with this line. So now faith, hope, and love abide. These three. But the greatest of these is love. So as you create, do it with faith that God is with you. With the hope that God will use what you have dedicated to Him, and with all things fueled by God's love.
I definitely put down my own work a lot when I show it off. Like Christian just said there, I will show somebody a video I made or a picture that I edited or took or some artwork or a podcast episode. And while I'm showing it to them, you know, I'll be pointing out those mistakes. Just like you said, it's so easy for us to put down our own work to as kind of like a defense mechanism to take that on first, to be the first one to point it out, to take that away from anybody else. But it's also a bad habit. It points out those things that people probably wouldn't even have noticed, right? And while I've definitely said to myself, am I doing enough? Am I enough? Funny enough? Interesting enough? And those can be traps. I'm also thankful that he reminds me with scripture that comes to mind in those times. He also reminds me with reminders from other creators and mentors that I've surrounded myself with in the content creation sphere that just remind me those thoughts are selfish, those thoughts are self-centered. Remember what God thinks about ourselves, right? Speaking of other creators, I am so thankful for that. For some reason, God has blessed me with the ability, and I've talked about it in the past, but he's blessed me with the ability to see fellow creators as more like teammates, part of the same body, like it says in the Bible, that we're all part of the same body, different parts, but the same body. And to see them as teammates and not to see them as competitors or to see them as someone who I need to compare myself with. And jealousy, that seed, hasn't ever really taken root. And I'm so thankful for that. And I don't say that to brag, but to thank God. And while I do still struggle in other areas, like I've mentioned, it's still great to be able to lean on these other people in this space and work alongside them. These tips from Christian Ninja and their basis in scripture has been a great reminder to put God first, to put what he thinks of us first, because it's so much more important than what man thinks of us. This episode energizes me so much to move past insecurity to sharing God's love through my content and community, and to try and get other people to catch my vision and get a fire going in their hearts to support our mission. So I hope that this has been an encouragement to you as well. I hope that it helps you to stop and take stock and think about the spots in your creation journey where insecurities might be starting to take root or may already be an issue, and that you can look at God's word and remind yourself, let God remind you what he thinks of you, and not to compare yourself with others. So I hope that's an encouragement, and I hope that you have a great week, and remember to join us on our streams throughout the week, and we'll see you again for another episode next week. Bye-bye. If you enjoyed today's episode, consider subscribing to this podcast. If you want to join in the conversation, Christian Ninja streams Monday to Thursday, starting at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. This podcast is recorded live on Tuesdays. I also invite you to join me, the Born Again Gamer, on Twitch, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to learn more and support Christian Ninja to keep this ministry going, visit his website at christian.ninja. That's xtian.ninja, N-I-N-J-A. No www, no .com. All links are in the show notes.